Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
The new climate normals are out today, and they show a daunting trend.
The Earth's new normal is hotter than it used to be, thanks to global warming.
Thanks, global warming!
A new study has discovered glaciers are melting at two times the rate most experts had predicted.
Alarming new news for the planet's glaciers.
Thanks to global warming.
California accuses Nestle of stealing millions of gallons of water. Plus, Biden cancels Trump's border wall funding.
All of that cancel culture and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Climate deniers complain that doing anything is doing too much, but we just learned the price of doing nothing. One insurance company estimates that climate change could cut the world economy by $23 trillion in 2050. As crop yields fall, disease spreads, and rising seas consume coastal cities. It's not a good sign when your insurance company sounds like the Book of Revelation.
This is your Green News Report.
That explains this new ad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you from the dragon whose tail will sweep the stars from the sky, and lo, the lamb will break the seventh seal.
Repent, sinners!
Okay, Desi Doyen, more thanks global warming stories today?
Yes, unfortunately. So NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, measures global climate trends using averages over 30-year periods. This week, NOAA updated its 30-year average and, surprise, confirms that average global temperatures have increased 1 degree Celsius since 1901. Extreme rainfall events are also increasing in frequency and intensity, all thanks to man-made global warming.
Thanks, global warming.
NOAA warns that the increases in temperature and extreme weather events have huge implications for everything, from agriculture to infrastructure. In America, our average new normal temperature is also a full degree hotter than it was just 20 years ago, with the southern half of the country seeing particularly sharp increases in temperature. Up north, too, Fairbanks, Alaska, is no longer designated a subarctic climate and will now be classified as a warm summer continental climate.
Oh, man. And that's one of the reasons, I guess, we've seen warmer temperatures sometimes in Fairbanks, Alaska, than we've seen down here in Los Angeles.
Exactly. Meanwhile, new satellite data shows that nearly all of the world's 220,000 glaciers are melting faster than ever, and the rate of melting is also accelerating. A new study has found the Earth lost 30% more ice every year from 2015 to 2019 compared to the previous 5 years. And it matters, because in areas like densely populated India that rely on glacier melt for their drinking water, that faster rate raises the risk of water shortages.
Oh, man.
And deadly glacial outburst floods in mountain communities when glaciers collapse.
That's going to be a huge problem.
But the biggest threat to global stability is the glacier's contribution to rising sea levels, according to CBS meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
We have pretty much locked in over 20 feet of sea level rise. It is going to happen no matter what we do. What really matters is how fast the sea level goes up. If it goes up very fast, then we cannot adapt as a human race fast enough. It causes a lot of international instability. But if we allow it to happen slowly, which is what we're trying to do, then over the course of hundreds of years, we can adapt to that more gradual sea level rise.
And yeah, none of us will be here by then anyway, so who cares?
In other news, a new analysis by ProPublica has identified major problems in California's forest carbon offset program, which allows polluting companies to pay forest owners for keeping their trees intact to store carbon in order to offset the polluters' emissions. The program has generated nearly $2 billion in revenue. However, ProPublica's new research shows that California's oversimplified system doesn't account for actual carbon absorption by different types of forests, finding many aren't actually achieving real carbon reductions at all. But it's still allowing companies that buy the forest offsets to justify polluting even more, actually increasing emissions.
Good for ProPublica getting that story out.
Yes. Also in California, regulators have accused bottled water giant Nestle of draining millions of gallons more water out of the public's San Bernardino National Forest than it is entitled to, as drought conditions worsen across the state. A 2017 investigation found Nestle has withdrawn 25 times more water than is allowed by its permit. for which Nestle pays just $2,100 per year.
Per year? And then how much do they charge you for that bottled water they stole from California?
Finally, a bit of good news. President Biden is canceling funding for construction of ex-President Donald Trump's controversial southern border wall. The White House says some of the leftover funding will be used to help reverse the environmental damage caused by construction of the wall.
Good. That is a little bit of good news. A very little bit, but we'll take it. Much more on that story and all of the other ones we couldn't get to today at our website, greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
All in all, it's just a metal brick in the wall.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.